County of Wellington, the County of Wellington will be taking on more debt for building. According to the updated 10-year plan presented to Council at a special meeting on Monday, the county will need to borrow $84 million over the next 10 years to build new ambulance stations and public works garages. About $65 million is considered growth-related debt and is expected to be recovered through development charges to fund new garages in Erin in 2025-2026, Brucedale in 2028-2029, Harriston in 2031-2032 and Aberfoyle in 2034. New ambulance stations in Erin 2027-2028, Guelph, Aramosa in 2029-2030, Harriston in 2031-2032 and Mount Forest in 2033-2034. The remaining $19 million is tax-supported and will go towards renovating the Elmira Road Ambulance Station in Guelph, the new ambulance stations in Erin and Mount Forest and the new Erin Garage. At the meeting, County Treasurer Ken DeHart explained the county is paying for these ambulances stations up front but will lease it back to the city, the service delivery provider, who would pay back 60% over time. The county would wind up owning the building, which DeHart said is a benefit to this arrangement. We're hoping that the province will kick in a share in terms of that lease payment that will lower both the city and the county's cost, he said. That's the expectation, there's nothing in writing. Some councillors questioned if this is truly the best way to approach building new ambulance stations, as Count Steve O'Neill predicted the monthly lease cost to be steep. Count Campbell Cork didn't like the way the plan appeared to hinge on the province putting in money. The province changes its mind on things all the time, so we might be left hung out to dry, Cork said. A real black and white, no wiggling around guarantee that Guelph will take responsibility for this if in fact the province for some reason backs out. So Scott Wilson reminded council this arrangement was originally the city's proposal and he's sure the city would be aware of the costs involved on this project. He also cautioned against leaving it up to the city to build these stations for Wellington County. If we adopt the do-nothing approach and let the city build the stations, they'll be a long time coming, a lot longer than if we take the bull by the horns, take initiative and build, Wilson said.